Today, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has new rules for the power plants that keep the lights on for all of us. Jeff Brady from NPR's Climate Desk is here. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
What's being regulated here?
These rules, they're for existing coal-fired power plants and new gas-fired power plants. Okay. Even though renewable energy is growing really fast, coal and gas, they still make up about 60% of the country's electricity generation. And those fossil fuel power plants are the second largest source of greenhouse gases behind transportation. The EPA says any of these coal or gas plants running more than 40% of the time will have to eliminate 90% of their carbon dioxide emissions. And I asked Manish Bapna, president and CEO of the Natural Resources Defense Council, for his response to that.
This is a big deal. This ends the age of unlimited carbon emissions from power plants.
But that won't happen right away. The country's power system is huge and complicated. For existing coal plants, the deadline is 2039, so 15 years from now. Plants that don't comply will have to shut down or only operate occasionally.
Well, you say they will have to shut down or only operate occasionally. I guess that's if the rule is not challenged in court or something. How are utilities and the owners of these plants responding?
Yeah, they don't like this. They see coal and gas power plants as vital for the country. They say coal and gas can be dispatched or turned on whenever needed, and that keeps the grid more reliable. Jim Matheson is CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association.
You need to have a certain amount of dispatchable resources, and this rule is going to put a great risk, a significant amount of dispatchable resources in this country, which are going to be natural gas facilities and coal-fired facilities.
Matheson argues the pollution control technologies that the EPA says they could use just aren't advanced enough yet.
Jeff, I want to ask about something you said. You said the rule here is plant owners have to figure out some way, if they're going to keep running these plants, to cut 90% of their climate pollution. What technology is available for them to do that?
Well, the one kind of at the center here is called carbon capture and storage, and that's capturing carbon dioxide that's emitted when a fossil fuel is burned and before it escapes up a smokestack into the atmosphere. Then you got to keep it contained, usually by injecting it underground. That technology certainly exists, but it's expensive, and people like Matheson say the EPA is overstepping its authority by requiring it. The EPA says there are government subsidies to help companies pay for this equipment, and the agency says the public health benefits far outweigh the cost to these companies. There were fewer premature deaths and asthma attacks, even lost days from school and work.
You just mentioned an allegation of overstepping authority. What does that mean is coming next?
Well, it means it's very likely that this is going to be challenged in court. The EPA says it's crafted this rule to comply with a 2022 Supreme Court ruling, but there's a lot at stake here, and opponents say they're exploring their legal options for sure. There's another issue here. This is a regulation, not a law. So that means another president could try to roll this back. President Trump did that with a similar rule during his administration. So this could become an issue in the upcoming campaign here.
Efforts to regulate coal plants have now been a subject of debate for, well, more than a decade in this latest iteration. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Brady from NPR's Climate Desk.